Doug Wright. Doug Wright.
Interrupting everything to cover breaking news.
You'll hear it first on KSL News Radio.
Well, the news out of Washington, D.C. has been interesting. You look at the transition of power, especially in the Senate. You look at leadership now has been voted on and is in place. You look at those who have been sworn in today. You look at Utah's incredible prominence in the 114th Congress, not to mention other areas, too, with our Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker. You look at the governor who's back in Washington, D.C. Today. As a matter of fact, momentarily, if not now, he'll be meeting with the president. And he spoke to the National Governors Association as its vice chair and delivered the State of the States address. You look at our state senator Bramble, his prominent role with state legislators from around the country. And then the new leadership positions that we have from our delegation, the committee chairmanships, the committees that they are serving on. And then we get this word that Mitch McConnell has named Senator Mike Lee as counsel to the Senate Majority Leader. And we have Senator Lee on the line with us. First of all, Senator Lee, Mike, congratulations.
Thank you, Doug. It's good to be with you, as always.
Now, how long has this been in the works?
Well, this was a decision that the majority leader made, and it's a decision that I'm very pleased with, and I look forward to working with Mitch McConnell and the rest of the Republican leadership team to bring the Utah model to Washington to help unify the party and unite the party behind an affirmative reform agenda, one that will help promote economic growth throughout the country, helping poor families get out of poverty and helping to expand the middle class.
There are other senators who are joining you as counsels for the majority leader. I'm familiar with some, not with others. Senator Rob Portman, of course, most people are aware of, and then yourself. Who else will be there in this group of four attorneys?
So in addition to Senator Portman, who you mentioned, and myself, there will also be Senator Deb Fischer from Nebraska and Senator Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia.
As far as what the responsibilities are, and you have served in legal capacities for former Governor Huntsman and so on, and also, you know, we've talked about this before, even clerking for a Supreme Court justice. What will the role be here for you four?
Well, really, it will be one that involves advising Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on ways that we can unite the party, on ways that we can unite Republican senators behind an agenda so that we're not just talking about what we're against in government. In recent years, with the president, with whom we often disagree, we've gotten stuck, understandably, in a mode of frequently talking about what we're against. But we also have to be for something. It's time for us to actually govern now that we have a majority. And so we'll be helping to advise the majority leader on ways that we can unite the Republican senators around a policy agenda that will help us move forward and expand our nation's middle class.
Is it in any way resemble kind of a cabinet of sorts, somebody that the speaker would convene when there is something to discuss, an issue that perhaps he needs advice and some guidance on?
Yes, yes. And so once a week, the majority leader holds meetings in his office. Those will be attended by, of course, the majority leader himself and by the whip and a few others. And the four of us who have been named as counsel to the majority leader will attend that meeting. And so that'll give us an opportunity to talk about our policy agenda and to find ways to unite senators, ideally senators of both political parties, behind an agenda that will help bring about a better tomorrow. We'll help improve the lives of Utahns and people across America.
I'm sure that Mitch McConnell and those who were advising him through this process looked around and wanted certain individuals. Do you suspect that perhaps because of a reputation of being a bit of a maverick, things that you have done with Ted Cruz and so on, that Mitch McConnell, first of all, wanted the input from that perspective, but also kind of wanted to bring you into the fold a little bit?
Well, I'm the incoming chairman of the Senate Steering Committee, and I think it made sense to him to bring the chairman of the Steering Committee into his leadership meeting, and I think that might have a lot to do with why I was brought in there. But yeah, in a broader sense, I think this was an effort on his part to try to unite the Senate Republican Conference and to get different perspectives regionally and ideologically into the same room. and to help ease some of the tension between the base that exists within any political party and the establishment within any political party, including our own. And I think I can help him with that, and I look forward to working with him on that.
Mike, I really do appreciate you joining us. This was brought to me a little while ago by our Mark Juke, and I thought, wow, you know, let's see if we can put in a phone call to Senator Lee and have him join us. This, I think, is not only a great honor for you, I think it is also a situation that puts Utah, boy, you know, kind of like the hits just keep on coming for our great state and the prominence and the things that are unfolding for leadership out of the state of Utah, relatively small state population-wise and representation-wise, certainly in the Senate we're all equal, but in the House, our federal delegation has more clout than I can ever remember in the time that I've been observing politics, and this is just another feather in the cap. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. We want to make sure that the state of Utah continues to punch above its weight. But, you know, as you know, Doug, I've been working on this reform agenda over the last 2 years. And it's an agenda that's designed to unite the Republican Party and to expand the message of the Republican Party so that we can make clear that we're Republicans because we're conservative. We're conservative not in spite of our compassion, but because of it. And we're conservative because we understand that this is the best way of expanding the middle class and helping ease Americans out of poverty, particularly those who are trapped in poverty by bad government policy.
One final quick thought. Is the Keystone Pipeline going to end up on the president's desk first? I've heard that it's going to be debated in the House on Friday. Is that going to be the first kind of test case of the new Congress v. president?
Yes. Yes, it will. I was in the Senate chamber just moments ago, just before leaving to get on the phone with you, and it was brought up. And so I do expect it'll be voted out of the House this Friday. And I expect action on that in the Senate within the next few days. This is about jobs, Doug. It's about jobs, and it's about enhancing America's energy independence, and it'll be good for the country. But yes, this will end up on the president's desk in relatively short order.
The AP just put out an urgent on that. Scott Seeger, who will do the newscast here in just a moment, said that the AP put out an urgent, and the president has made it known he'll veto it.
Yeah, well, threatening a veto and actually carrying it out are two different things, and he's also got to take into account the fact that there are a lot of people. Some have estimated that there could be close to 70 votes in the Senate to support the Keystone XL pipeline. If that's true, then this could happen regardless of a veto. I mean, 67 votes is a veto override supermajority. It takes 290 in the House. I suspect we could get close to that number on both sides of the Capitol, if not exceed it.
Mike, again, thank you so much. I know it's a busy day back there. Thank you for joining us here on the Doug Wright Show.
Thank you. It's great to be with you as always, Doug.
Senator Mike Lee with us here at KSL News Radio.